In a Rose Garden statement this past week, President Bush said his administration would give Israel and the Palestinians a new roadmap for peace immediately upon confirmation of a Palestinian prime minister. The president's statement came little more than a week after Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat named Mahmoud Abbas as his choice to hold that office. Last week, we spoke with Rami Khoury, the editor of the Daily Star, an English-language newspaper based in Beirut, and Hirsch Goodman, a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies at Tel Aviv University and a columnist for the Jerusalem Report. Mr. Goodman and Mr. Khoury join us again this morning. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Mr. Khoury, let me start with you. Do you see any obstacles to Mr. Abbas becoming prime minister?
No, it looks like he'll probably be ratified, but I don't think he's going to make very much of a difference, unfortunately. The Israelis and the Americans seem to be the most pleased with the appointment. There's been very little popular applause for his appointment. I think there is a great demand in Palestinian circles for a reform of the government. This has been going on for many years, well before the Israeli and American governments asked for it, and we're glad the Israelis and the Americans joined the chorus for reform, but it really is an indigenous Palestinian movement. But the problem with Mahmoud Abbas is that he's been part of the ruling structure in the Palestinian community for about almost 40 years, and it's very difficult to see how he's going to really bring about significant reforms.
Mr. Goodman, how is President Bush's statement being received in Israel?
Well, it's one of these statements that I think everybody can read into it what they want to read into it. And what they read into it here was that Bush has basically reaffirmed that America will lead the process and not the quartet, and that the roadmap is up for negotiation and it won't be imposed as the Europeans and Palestinians were demanding. So here they view the statement actually as, frankly, with some relief. And also I think that people's heads aren't really into it. They don't believe it's really going to happen. Everything here, everybody's preoccupation is A, with the war with Iraq, and B, with a horrendous economic situation.
Mr. Goodman, you mentioned the quartet, which is Russia, the European Union, the United Nations, and the United States. Has President Bush's statement now made the United States the sole arbiter between Israel and the Palestinians?
Well, not the sole arbiter, but he has personally committed himself to doing it and the United States to doing it. And he has said that he would like to do it in consultation with the parties. In other words, consulting with them to draw up the roadmap as opposed to the Europeans who wanted to impose the roadmap. So, yes, this speech by President Bush very much places America on center stage.
Mr. Khoury, does President Bush's statement place the United States at center stage?
Well, I think the quartet was always a little bit of an imaginatory, almost hallucinatory kind of entity. I mean, it was designed basically to provide a fig leaf or diplomatic cover for what is essentially a unilateral American mediation effort. And I think it's been pretty obvious over the last 9 months or so that every time Israel had an objection to the roadmap, the Americans basically went along with it, postponing it and changing it, and delaying it, and now linking it to reforms in the Palestinian governance system. So I think we haven't seen any significant change in the basic core dynamics of the political power relationship. So it's a process that holds out some promise, but not very much.
If I could just throw something in, though, I think that American-European relations against the backdrop of what's happening in Iraq have sort of exacerbated the situation as well and has made America more independent of any European or Russian constraints in terms of the process here.
Mr. Goodman, let me ask you then, President Bush said that Israel would have to restrain developments of settlements on the West Bank. Now, how is that demand sitting with the Sharon government?
Very easy to say, okay, we're stopping settlement in the West Bank. There's about 5,000 empty homes out there. Nothing needs to be built, and frankly, not everybody's rushing over to live there. So it's one of these things that he can agree to very easily without it meaning really anything at all. And the time he has to agree to it is after the Palestinians show a consistent constraint of terror and so on and so forth. So I feel that the Sharon government feels absolutely no pressure at all from the Bush administration, even though this seems a tilt towards the State Department's position and less Israel's allies in the Pentagon and White House.
Mr. Khoury? Do you think, given what the president has said and the fact that it came months after the Sharon government declared Yasser Arafat irrelevant, do you think we are seeing the last days of Yasser Arafat as a player in Palestinian politics?
We probably are, but it's not because the Israelis and the Americans want to change him. It's because he has lost a lot of credibility with his own people, and he tried a rather heroic attempt in the Oslo process, which I personally supported, because I think any opening for a peaceful negotiation to give you Israeli and Palestinian states living side by side in peace and with equal rights must be pursued to the full. And so Arafat tried this. It worked for a while. It collapsed eventually. We're back in a war situation. So I think he started on the way out the door about 3-4 years ago.
Mr. Goodman, could I get your reaction?
Yeah, I'd say the good news is that consistently all polling done is that 70% of the people on both sides, Israelis and Palestinians, ultimately want peace. We need a bridge at the moment. We need a breathing space. We need to reconstruct. We need to reconstitute. Our political processes on both sides need acute realignment. And I think that's happening. We're seeing the emergence of a social democratic party here in Israel. But there is one very important factor here. The Israeli economy is in its worst situation since 1953. So I think economic realities are going to play a huge part in moving this government forward along that roadmap, slowly, but towards some resolution.
Mr. Goodman, what do you make of the timing of President Bush's presentation of this roadmap?
Oh, it's clear that the timing was meant, first of all, to tell the Arab world, okay, we're going to zap Iraq, but this doesn't mean that we're anti-Arab or anti-Islam. It doesn't mean we've forgotten the importance of the Palestinian-Israel conflict. And I think it was meant to bolster Tony Blair. And I think it was to try and give the attack in Iraq some type of context, international context.
Mr. Khoury, what do you make of the timing?
The timing of the statement, I think, was transparently expedient and self-serving, and therefore has very little credibility in the Arab world, and is seen, I think, by most of the rest of the world as being exactly as Hirsch described it, that this is linked to the move in Iraq. And I would hope that the Americans pursue what they're saying. I mean, it's great to hear the American president say he's personally committed to a viable, sovereign, independent, real Palestinian state. I mean, that's terrific, and this is a far cry from what the Americans have been saying in the last 15 or 20 years. So that's a good step, but it's only a rhetorical step. He's said it 2 or 3 times now since last June, and it is quickly taking on the same kind of hollow ring that American statements, for instance, for the last 35 years have had about the Israelis have to stop settlements and the Americans keep financing the settlements. So it really is a question of cook or get out of the kitchen, because we've had these great promises, good positions, wonderful statements, but they're not backed by action. In fact, they're contradicted by America's actions. So we'd like to see the meat, please.
Rami Khoury is the editor of the Daily Star, an English-language newspaper based in Beirut. Hirsch Goodman is a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies at Tel Aviv University and a columnist for the Jerusalem Report. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.